Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Googling a deal.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Google is going to be putting a lot of material on eBay. No, this isn't your chance to get a bargain on Google mugs and t-shirts. eBay has agreed to let Google be the exclusive provider of text ads on eBay sites outside the U.S. eBay and Yahoo made a similar deal in May for eBay's U.S. site. China is getting a new bankruptcy law. That law should help move the country closer to a market economy, but don't expect any cheering from Chinese workers. Over the weekend, that nation's lawmakers approved new rules that were 12 years in the making. Jocelyn Ford has more.
If you don't have a good bankruptcy law, you can't have a healthy banking system. That's where China's at today. Its current bankruptcy law only covers state-run companies, and it's given workers first dibs on any money that's left over after the business goes under. Editor of the China Economic Quarterly, Arthur Krober.
When companies got into trouble, there was immense political pressure to take care of the workers, and the creditors of the bankrupt company came very, very low down on the list of priorities.
That meant banks couldn't price loans properly because they didn't know what they could get back. Under the new law, that will be reversed. Creditors get paid first, workers next. The law also applies to all private companies and foreign companies, not just state-run companies. It comes into effect next June. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, the Census Bureau will release its latest snapshot of poverty, income, and health insurance. Analysts expect little income growth for the average American. They also expect a lot more poor people. And as Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH, the numbers without health insurance could rise sharply too.
Health policy experts say the number of uninsured people typically grows by about a million a year because of population increases. But this year could see more of an uptick, says St. Louis University health economist Timothy McBride.
There's been a general deterioration of the employer insurance markets, and there's been some problems with Medicaid changes.
McBride says many fewer employers offer health insurance now. 69% did in 2000, but last year only 60% offered coverage. That's partly because the cost of healthcare is rising about 10% a year. It eats up about one-sixth of U.S. GDP. Companies increasingly push more cost-sharing onto workers, and more employees opt out.
It's getting to the point where employers and employees are saying they can't afford it.
The Federal Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research says nearly 50 million Americans went without health coverage during the first half of last year. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Brown-Forman is expected to announce a deal to buy a tequila brand, Herradura. Brown-Forman already brings you Jack Daniel's and Southern Comfort. Herradura is not so popular in the U.S. market yet, but it's a 136-year-old business. It also has two tequila brands, Herradura and Jimador. Both are popular in Mexico. It will have to compete with the ubiquitous Cuervo tequila, which has almost half the U.S. market. Now, the market didn't close on an up note Friday. The Dow Jones slipped 20 points to 11,284. The NASDAQ up a tad, 3 points to 2140. The S&P was flat at 1295. Oil prices are down. Light crude is at $71.75 in midday Asian trading. This is Marketplace. Tomorrow, new freshmen will pour into colleges across the country. When it's time to look for work, they might need some help. Amelia Templeton says one New York City college is ready to provide it.
SUNY New York's business school got a $2 million grant from the STAR Foundation, a group that promotes access to higher education. The money will be used to turn the students into polished professionals. 80% of Baruch's college students are first-generation Americans. Most come from lower-income backgrounds. If they want to land a job at J.P. Morgan, they'll need more than a college diploma, says Ben Corpus. He runs student affairs at Baruch.
Those doing the hiring are strongly influenced by how you shake hands and how you walk into a room and how you present yourself. If you don't have that presence, that swagger, that could be a factor when you're down to the finalists.
The school will use the money to place students in internships and also offer workshops in dining etiquette, accent reduction, and networking skills. I'm Amelia Templeton for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. And by Reuters. the facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Hurricane Katrina claimed a lot of lives. It also destroyed homes and careers. Something it didn't destroy was the loyalty of one New Orleans company towards its employees. Entergy is the city's main provider of electricity. Katrina leveled the company's headquarters a year ago, forcing it to move to Mississippi. Last year, we sent reporter Dan Gretsch there to see how the company and its workers were doing. Recently, Dan revisited the company, which is now back in New Orleans. He says Entergy is enjoying the benefits of the commitment it made to its employees.
After Hurricane Katrina flooded its downtown New Orleans headquarters, Entergy was forced to relocate 1,500 people. Within days, the company moved to the old WorldCom building in Clinton, Mississippi. It offered displaced workers free therapy, daycare, even rental cars. And it paid for fully furnished apartments for employees and their families for up to 11 months. Wayne Leonard is Entergy's chairman and CEO.
One of the most important things management has to do is to make sure that people understand that they are supported by the corporation through the good and through the bad times. Nothing destroys the human spirit faster than anxiety.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was.
Leonard's a film buff. Just before Christmas, he sent the company's 14,000 employees a DVD of The Wizard of Oz.
Our homes were destroyed, and we were trying to get back to them, and he was reminding us that there's no place like home. And that was really an inspiration to help us get there.
That's Dan Packer, CEO of Entergy's New Orleans unit. Since Katrina, the New Orleans utility lost half its customers and took nearly $1 billion in damage. It hasn't settled with insurance, it hasn't gotten federal help, it was forced to declare bankruptcy. And yet key players management worried might leave didn't. Turnover, in fact, has dropped since Katrina to about 1% a year. Shortly after the hurricane, I interviewed Deirdre Franklin at Entergy's temporary headquarters in Mississippi. Here's what she said after two harrowing weeks away from work.
It's like an extended family, somebody to come back to. It was like I was missing something all that time I was gone.
Now, a year later, I spoke to Franklin back at the company's New Orleans headquarters, where they returned in April. Her enthusiasm for Entergy hasn't faded.
They're playing a role as kind of a father figure for all of the employees here. It's like your father takes care of you, and I think Entergy tries to do for its employees.
CEO Wayne Leonard says he stayed up nights worrying that his overworked, stressed out, exhausted workforce would crack.
At some point, everybody gets to a point where you can't take any more, and they never got there. 99% of our employees, here we are, we're in hurricane season again, and if something bad happens, they're ready to go.
From New Orleans, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
We're podcasting. Visit our website at marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
A year after Katrina, New Orleans.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.